from your burgers.
Yeah, that'd like, be great. The doctor comes in and he's like, it appears the tests have come back, and she's got a very rare form of cancer that comes from cooking hamburgers on a charcoal grill on Memorial Day because you didn't boil the meat first. And I was like, how was I supposed to know? That was 30 years ago. So before we get into anything, and I know you have stuff planned.
Well, I don't even know if I'd say stuff.
You have something?
I'm something.
You got something. Something's more than nothing.
It's true.
There was a little mishap today, being Memorial Day, with the grill.
You had a mishap?
Yeah. So we had two grills going. One was a charcoal grill that her mom had, and then I brought my little camping grill. Because I don't think Rachel, and I'm actually not too fond of like the taste of the charcoal burgers as much. I don't know what it is, but I'm not as big of a fan.
I like the charcoal. I just don't feel the need to go out of my way for it.
I don't, you know what? I think I don't mind it as much when they're not like overdone. And her family previously, and the last time I probably had charcoal anything was at her mom's place with the charcoal grill. And they like all their stuff well done. So like it really takes in the charcoal taste.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not as I like a hint of it, you know, but
when a dash of charcoal.
Yeah, just a sousson of charcoal in the burger. But anyway, so I did everything you're supposed to do with the charcoal, and she left it out there, and she had the bag of charcoal sitting underneath the grill, because it has like, it's one of the ones that has like a little table. I mean, it's a good size, but it has like a little shelf underneath with everything on it. So I get the charcoal going, and there's some left in the bag, so I just roll up the bag. And not even thinking about it, I put it underneath on that shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And then a long time goes by. And like I'm cooking stuff, and we're taking stuff off of the grill at that point. And her mom goes, "Hey, my charcoal's on fire." And I don't know what exactly happened. There's either something in the bottom of the grill, like a hole or a slat or something, that something fell through.
Yeah.
Or the bag started to unravel and like just touched the bottom of the grill.
Yeah.
So the bag was on fire.
Oh boy.
So I was like, all right. So everyone just kind of like, it was a very calm, surreal moment, because there's a fire, but everyone's like, oh, what do we do? So I walk around to the other side that's not on fire, because the side that I'm on is the side that's engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
And I grab part of the bag that's not on fire, and I just pull it onto the grass.
Yeah.
In a way, a little bit. And I was like, somebody get me like some water or something, like a bottle of water, because there was, you know, it's warmer out. It wasn't real warm, but warm enough that there was some bottles of water there, and it wasn't like that bad, so I was like, yeah, just pour a bottle of water on it, should be fine. And Rachel goes, "The hose." And I go, okay, turn, you know, get the hose. So Rachel is standing like 15 feet away from the fire where the hose is. She turns the hose on, and it has, you know, the little gardening nozzle on it, and she just starts trying to spray it from 15 feet away.
Oh, like she doesn't want to get any closer because it's a raging inferno.
Yeah. And I walk over and I'm like, "Give me that. You're not gonna. And she was like, "I was trying to be safe." I was like, "From what?" It wasn't that bad. I was like, "I'm the one pulling the fiery bag away from the grill." So then I go over and I spray it a little bit, and it's all good. But everyone was like, "How'd that happen? What happened?" And we were like, "I don't know. Somehow it was a little bit of stupidity on my part, and then a fluke with something else." So I mean, I probably shouldn't have put it under there, but I wasn't thinking. But then either something, like I said, there was a little hole in the bottom of the grill, or the bag opened up more, and then it caught on fire.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rachel was the captain of the firefighters that just is like, he's the guy on the sidewalk on the walkie-talkie telling you what to do.
Oh, the supervisor.
Yeah. She was like, that's a fire. You should put some water on that. But yeah, it was like a big deal for a second. And then we're like, all right, what do we do? The hose. And I spray it down and then we're good. And then we go back to pulling stuff off of the grill and eating.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
yeah.
In the end, it's not really too big of a deal.
No, but it was amusing. It won't be forgotten.
It sounds like a good one.
Yeah, remember that Memorial Day Keith started a fire.
Oh, dude, you got to do the cookout again next year. And you know, undoubtedly, people are like, hey, remember last year when Keith, you know, he started that fire? He lit everything on fire? And they'll make it out to be bigger. Like, you know, like, remember when the whole thing was in flames?
Yeah.
Like, you do this another couple years, by like the fifth year, they'll be like, they'll just basically be reciting the plot of The Towering Inferno.
Bits and pieces of backdraft thrown in there.
Yeah, it'll be like
I was in the house. I was in the house. I was trying to get out of that out to see what was going on. But the flames were just so big. I touched the doorknob to get outside, and it was hot. And I knew I shouldn't do that.
Oh, it'll just become this epic event that never really happened.
Yeah, it was so you couldn't go near it. It was terrible.
Oh,
there was a baby in the fire that someone
luckily,
had to save.
Rachel saved the day by spraying it down from 25 feet away. which eventually becomes the story that she had one of those helicopters with the drops of water on it.
Or it was like it was one of the Superman movies where he freezes the top of a lake.
Oh.
And he picks it up, flies it over a fire, and then just drops it.
Yeah, was that like 3 or 4?
It was, you know, I think it might have been 3.
Yeah, that movie sucked. Well, both of those sucked.
But he drops just like a pond sheet of ice, and then that just puts out the entire fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's. Remember that Memorial Day? That's how Rachel put out the fire.
Rachel froze that lake and then flew over the fire and dropped it.
Yeah.
It was great.
She had one of those helicopters too, and it was just, you know, it went on for a couple hours.
Yeah. It was a real big thing. Almost burned the whole neighborhood down.
Yeah, I was afraid that something was going to fly up, and, you know, I thought it might explode, it might fly up and, you know, start to burn the roof.
Those jerk-offs next door were all upset about it.
And it was a very, like, cloudy day today, but at some point it'll be like, yeah, it was so hot and dry that day, I thought, you know, something just flies away, it's going to be just like a forest fire. I thought it was going to be real bad. Oh, it's going to be the legend.
Yeah.
But now we have it recorded so that.
The legend of the burning bag.
Yeah, we'll just keep the burning bag.
Could be any number of things.
Sounds like we just set an old, terrible woman on fire.
Or you just ate chili peppers and then touched your ball bag with the same hands.
Or you went to the doctor, yada, 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 some antibiotics cleared it up.
Yeah.
So we should clarify slightly that obviously this is being recorded way before it's actually going to go up. Because you're going on a trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When this episode airs, I will be in the great state of Texas. And I guess I should elaborate. I don't know.
You can elaborate if you want to.
I'm visiting family. Nothing too exciting. One of my cousins is getting married. for the third time.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, it's not that exciting, I guess.
No.
You were like, you said nothing too exciting, and then you were like, my cousin's getting married. And I was like, I bet your cousin probably finds that pretty exciting. But then you're like, third time. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, no. They're actually second cousins. This cousin is.
Wait, so then they're getting married?
Yeah.
Second cousins are marrying each other?
No.
Okay.
No. My second cousin, which is my mom's first cousin,
is marrying his second cousin?
Is marrying her fiance, who she's known for her whole life, but she's already been married twice. Like, everyone in this fucking family, or at least that contingent of my family, has been married like 8 times. It's crazy.
Wow.
Well, her brother, he's been married at least 4 times that we know of.
Like, you're hiding, like, he's hiding marriages?
Yeah, no, like, well, we're not really sure, but anyways, so this is, yeah. So, I mean, no, it's exciting, and her husband-to-be, he's a real cool dude. She's moving into his house, and the wedding's actually going to be at the house. It's big, and it's a big yard and all that shit, so it's not, like, awkward. It's not, like, Easy Money or anything, but the movie. But, you know, it's going to be very casual, you know. People are going to be just drinking and swimming and just getting crazy, and they're going to happen to get married that day.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it's not a huge deal.
Let me tell you this. If the party starts to drag, find a bag of charcoal, light it on fire.
Oh, I'm just going to light it and just throw it out into the middle of the patio, see what happens. Like, people be dancing out there, just toss out a bag of charcoal. Flaming. Be awesome. But, that, other than that, I'm really just kind of visiting. And, yeah.
Yeah, you always like to go out there.
Yeah. I mean, I've been out there so many times. I'm renting my first car.
Nice.
Yeah, because you can't until you're 25. But now I'm 26 and I'm renting a car, and I'm really an adult now.
I still haven't rented a car.
Yeah, I mean, I really haven't had any reason to.
Yeah.
Up until this point, and normally I don't even rent a car when I go down there, or no one does. But I don't know, just with the wedding and everything, I think people are going to be busy and not have the time to shuttle us around. So it'd just be easier if we rented a car.
How come Sue's not renting the car? Why are you renting the car?
I'm renting the car because Sue doesn't know where the hell she's going. And Sue's getting a little older, and she doesn't want to be driving around.
Okay.
And she doesn't know where the hell she's going, and Greg, if Greg's going to be doing most of the driving, then it should be in his name, which I think they want you to do anyways.
That makes sense.
So Greg's going to be doing, you know, not that I, like, really know my way around, but I mean, I kind of know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I've been there, God, it's got to be 10, 11 times, so I'm not, like, a stranger to the area.
Yeah. You know what's up.
I know it's what, you know. I know that the Ronald Reagan Highway intersects with the George W. Bush Highway, which intersects with the Tom Landry Highway, which is my favorite three-road intersection in the world.
Nice.
So Texas.
Same reason why your dad's not renting a car.
No, Joe's not going.
Oh, he's not going. Why isn't Joe going?
He never goes. He doesn't like Texas.
Now, is it Sue's family?
It's Sue's family, yeah.
Oh, I see now. Okay.
Yeah. The last time Joe's actually been there was probably when I was a little kid.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Joe doesn't go.
Now, does he just not like Texas, or does he not like that side of the family? And depending on the answer, you can have me cut this out if you want.
No. Joe, A, he doesn't like the heat.
Okay.
Which I sympathize with. I think he finds Texas boring.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily think, I don't think there's anything like where he doesn't like that side of the family. I'm not sure he identifies with them that much because Joe, I don't know. They're big drinkers and kind of party animals. And like Joe's not really a big drinker or a party animal.
Okay.
Not like his son.
I was going to say, so I guess you get that from Sue then?
Yes, I definitely get it from Sue.
Okay.
So, I don't think it's that he doesn't like them, because I think he does like them. I don't think he necessarily fits in as much, or I don't know. So, I mean, I'm going to be having a blast.
He's not close enough with them to be a big motivating factor for him to go out there and face the heat.
Exactly. Plus, ever since they've always been down there since he's known my mother. So he's never really gotten the chance to like get to know them super well.
Mm.
So because my mom's aunt, who her and her husband kind of started the whole contingent of my family in Texas. I mean, they moved down there in like the early 60s or something. So he was he never knew them before then. So
I see.
But all right. I love it.
Well, then we'll make the prediction that you had a good time.
Yeah, I assume, you know, unless I eat some meat that wasn't cooked enough and I get cancer.
Yeah, and something on a charcoal grill.
Although that doesn't necessarily mean that I won't have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have a good time then. You just might not have a good time a few years from now.
Right. Whatever. I'm not worried about it. But yeah, so anyways, yeah, I'll be there when the episode airs, so be good.
Yeah, so this is now our first episode after episode 100. I think this actually airs on the one-year anniversary of us starting the show.
Really?
I think this will air. Hang on, let me see here. This will air on June 5th, and I believe our first episode was released on June 5th.
Jesus. How did we even do that?
How do we stick with something long enough to make it a year?
Yeah, I get. Well, yeah, maybe that's the better question.
I mean, that's probably what most people are curious about, especially the ones that know us.
Yeah. Like, why did they even, how did they even bother doing something like that? I don't know.
No, you know what? First episode came out. It looks like on 6/14, but I think we might have recorded on June 5th. I think that maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because June 5th sticks in my mind. So maybe the recording happened on June 5th.
Yeah, you might have been up. That's probably when you were up here, because I know it was early June.
Yeah, and then I put it together like a week later.
Hmm. Well,
but anyway.
It's been a good run.
Yeah. I guess I talked about breaking it up into seasons, but I don't know. It's just extra words that I have to put in and shit. So we'll just keep going. So this will be 101.
Okay. I'm happy with that. That's fine.
It seems more impressive.
That's true too. You look at the number.
Yeah.
You know. Someday we'll make it all the way to 110.
Someday, yeah. Like next month, probably.
Yeah. And everyone will be impressed. And by everyone, I mean me and you and Sue.
Sue, I mean, Rachel will be impressed.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I'm sure there's some impressed people out there.
Yeah. Maybe some of our international listeners.
Yeah, I mean, we've been building. We've been building. We have a much larger audience now than we did when we first started.
Yeah. Well, thank God for that.
It's not the same three guys listening. You, me, and Sue.
Sue, one of the guys.
I mean, it sounds like she parties like one, so.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say she's that wild, but like
she used to be.
Yeah, she too can hold her own. And you know, you put her in kind of a younger male form, then, you know, there's gonna be some partying to be had.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, you, yeah, I mean, you, I guess you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know through you.
That's what I meant.
I don't know Sue when she used to be a young Italian boy. I missed that in the Sue DiNicola Museum.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the Biff Tannen Museum.
Oh yeah, oh, when he made his first million, the Biff Tannen Museum.
there's a wax statue of Sue. Real stereotypical, with like an apron and like a rolling pin, standing next to a car. Robert Urich, Spencer for Hire poster in the background.
Oh my god!
How great would that be? Alternate 2013, the Sue DiNicola Museum, where it talks about how she finally realized her lifelong dream and married Robert Urich.
Oh, it was just the alternate 2013.
Yeah,
of Sue. Robert Urich wasn't dead. What did he die of? Was he just?
I think cancer. I think.
Oh God! It was probably the meat.
It was probably the meat.
God, the poor son of a bitch.
Let's see. I had an image of a younger Sue DiNicola being like what's her face in Raiders in the bar out drinking the guys.
Like Marion?
Yeah.
Drinking with that weird guy that kinda looks like a woman.
Yeah.
It's a really ugly person. I've never been 100% sure if that was a man or a woman. But, I mean, I think it's a guy, but I don't know. It's just a weird scene. The whole thing is weird.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely weird.
Your fire is dying.
Let's see. Synovial cell sarcoma, a rare form of cancer.
Oh, sounds like a good one.
Yeah, those rare forms of cancer are really good ones. Oh,
it's the best.
Let's see.
That was a while ago, though. Was it like 05 or something?
I think so. Yeah, 02. Yeah. 02.
02. Wow, shit. He's been dead a while.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
Robert Urich, we hardly knew you.
Let's see, we've covered Robert Urich in season two already. Made jokes about death. What's left?
I don't know. I got my little game.
Oh, that's right, you have a game. What's your little game?
It's called Nude or Not.
Nude or Not?
Yeah, Nude or Not.
Okay.
It's actually an old game that we played on the radio show that we did at Bridgewater. Good old WBIM. And basically,
Wait. The call sign was BIM?
Yeah, WBIM.
BIM.
BIM, yeah. All right. Is that okay?
I mean, that just sounds like a shitty name for a radio station. You're listening to WBIM.
No, that was WBIM. We never said BIM.
I'm just saying you could say
it's not
BIM.
As cool as if it was like W ass or something. Like that would be cool, but
WFUK.
That would be kind of cool. But no. All right. So it was WBIM. Anyway, so we so Nude or Not was a game where I would name celebrities and you'd have to tell me if they've appeared in a motion picture nude or not.
Oh.
And now there is a slight catch.
Do I have to name the movie?
You don't have to name the movie. I have the movies for you, okay. Or at least one or two of them if they have appeared. But there is also the issue of body doubles.
Ah.
Now, so you there may be instances where you think they did appear nude, but they didn't because it wasn't actually them. Or, well, yeah. Okay. So that's the catch.
Were you referring to Mr. Skin heavily on this one?
Well, Mr. Skin did help me, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Skin.
Yeah, a little plug there. Give me a free membership.
Please.
What was the, in Knocked Up, what was the name of their website that they were coming up with that was exactly like Mr. Skin? Oh my god.
Shit, it was, hang on.
Something of the Stars, wasn't it?
No.
Shit. It was something. It was a funny name. Let's see. Oh, come on.
All right, you know, I'm going to try that because nothing else has said it yet.
Cosmo. Damn it. Flesh of the Stars.
That's right.
That's what it was. Flesh of the Stars. Man, I could not think of that.
Yeah, and then they were like, you mean like Mr. Skin? What's Mr. Skin? And then they looked at it and they were like, oh man, we're fucked.
I love that they went to like, they had been working on it forever, like went to such lengths and they never realized that it was the same exact website. Brilliant.
Oh.
But anyways, yes, Mr. Skin did help me on this.
All right.
So, would you like to play?
I mean, do I have a choice?
Nope.
All right. Then I would love to play, sir.
All right. First one. An old favorite. Reese Witherspoon.
Oh. Now, hang on. What do we count as nude?
Oh.
Any form of nudity or...
Yes.
She was in... Oh, what was that terrible movie? With Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She was in it, too. I forget what it's called. I think she was naked in that. What the fuck was that movie called? I'm going to say yes, she was nude in the movie.
Oh, okay. Yes, she was nude in a movie. The movie I found that she was nude in was actually called Twilight, not related to the vampire movies. It came out in 1998, starring Paul Newman, Gene Hackman, and Susan Sarandon.
Wow.
I've never heard of this movie before.
I haven't either.
But apparently she got quite naked in it.
Like full naked?
Yeah, well, like, I mean, there was definitely tits. It wasn't just like an ass.
Oh fuck, what is that movie? Hang on. Cruel Intentions.
Does she get naked in that?
I thought she did.
Huh. See, you know, it's tough sometimes when it's movies that you haven't seen in a while, and it's like, did they get naked or were they just really sexy in it? You know, like sometimes you remember a movie and you're like, oh man, yeah, so-and-so. Like I want to, you know, jam my dick out to that. But then you're like, I don't even think they got naked. Like I think I'm just, you know, my imagination took over.
Wow. So okay. I mean, they do that. They do that one lesbo kiss. I don't think Reese Witherspoon is in that, though. I think it's Sarah Michelle Gellar and what's-her-face.
Wait, Cruel Intentions or...
You're thinking of... You're thinking of, I know which one you're thinking of.
Yeah, I was thinking of Denise Richards and Nev Campbell.
What is that, Wild Things?
Yeah, okay. Wild Things.
So I'm trying to type in, was Reese Witherspoon Naked and Cruel Intentions? But the first things that come up was Reese Witherspoon stabbed? Was Reese Witherspoon in the movie Twilight? Was Reese Witherspoon drunk? And then what, was she married to Ryan Phillippe? Hang on, I want to see. Was she stabbed? Okay, the first one is Reese Witherspoon dead? Stabbing death rumors sweep Twitter. When did this happen?
I have no idea. All I know is I didn't start it. Not this time.
Naked in Cruel Intentions. Survey says... let's see. Sex scene. Oh, this one says no nudity.
Google image search it. I mean, if there is
That's right. That's a good point.
If there's any shot of her naked, it'll appear.
I don't know. This might be Twilight, or this, I guess, could be. See, the thing is, I don't know this movie well enough to be like, this is definitely.
Yeah. I know, it's tough, especially when it's shitty movies, you know? It's not like it's Apollo 13 and I can be like, yeah, you know, so-and-so, I know he was in that movie. Especially since there's only three guys in the spaceship.
let's see, it looks like they did the deed in that movie, but...
Did the deed?
I'm not seeing all I found was
this Twilight film.
All right, so maybe it was just Twilight.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, next. One of your favorites.
Oh, it's going to be a dude, isn't it?
Nope.
Okay.
Ally Sheedy.
Oh, Ally Sheedy. Yeah, she must have.
She did. What apparently she appeared in a lot of movies that were like she was nude, but it was mostly body doubles, except for this one movie that I found called Blue City. It came out in 1986, and she got naked.
In Blue City?
Blue City.
I've never heard of that movie.
No, I haven't either.
See, this is why Mr. Skin needs to exist.
He does provide a very important service.
Because otherwise, all this shit would go unnoticed. We would never know.
I mean, I would never know that. I mean, I could Google image search her, but now, it might take forever.
Wasn't there originally a topless scene in Short Circuit? I think there was.
In Short Circuit?
She was in that.
I actually took you seriously for a second. I was like, no, wait a second, no. Like, they cut it out or something? Like, yeah, there really needs to be a nude scene in this movie.
How great would it have been if it was that scene, and then that's when he goes, Johnny Five is alive.
Input. He just fucks her.
a robotic dick just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah,
right between the tire treads, it just rises up.
I bet Johnny Five's dick looks like a big spark plug.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Why? You don't think so?
Well, I mean, I guess you could consider it ribbed for her pleasure, but
yeah, I don't know if there's much pleasure going on. All right.
Oh man.
Next. Faye Dunaway.
Oh.
A classic.
See, right now I'm thinking of her in the Thomas Crown Affair, and there's that whole weird
scene. The weird sex scene?
Yeah, with them playing chess in the sex scene. But I'm not sure if there's a butt somewhere in there or like a little nip. Because it's a very disturbing scene because of the way they cut it together, so I'm trying to think here. Or again, if my imagination is just running away with me.
Exactly.
I'm going to say yeah.
She has, but not that.
Okay.
It was a movie called Barfly in 1987.
With Mickey Rourke.
I believe so, yes. It says that she had some nudity in Chinatown.
Hmm.
Although I don't remember it. And in Network, which I admittedly have not seen.
I saw Network a very long time ago and I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a very long time ago. But she, hang on. She was born in 41, right?
Right.
And Barfly was, what was it, 88?
Barfly was 87.
So yeah. She waited till she was 46 to do a nude scene. Or no, you said Network.
No. Network and Chinatown.
Oh, that's right. I don't remember in Chinatown. I really don't.
I don't remember a nude scene in Chinatown either. That was 74.
All right, that's a little more acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. And not like, what's her face? Who was that gross broad from fucking Unforgiven? Not Unforgiven. No, not Unforgiven at all.
Are you thinking of Sharon Stone?
No, Kathy Bates.
What? What fucking movie is she naked in?
About Schmidt. You see her tits. It's disgusting.
That sounds horrible.
It's terrible. That movie, I love that movie, but her tits are so gross.
I've never seen it, but that's...
Well, you should watch the movie, but just a warning. You also see Jack Nicholson's ass right after that, but it is far less disturbing than Kathy Bates' tits.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot more that can go wrong with tits instead of an ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've seen some pretty grotesque asses, but not really in person, I guess. But
I mean, I mean, they're either, like, just fat, saggy, cellulite-y, but, I mean, tits, they could be all weird sizes, and nipples and areolas could be all weird, and...
Yeah, big old dental plate nipples.
Yeah, there's the sagging, and maybe they're drooping off to the side a little bit. One's a little bit of more like a lazy eye than a boob.
Yeah, oof.
There's a lot that could go wrong with them, but...
Well, there's quite a bit wrong with these ones, so.
All right.
So, wait, you said yes, so that's another point for you. All right, next. Tori Spelling.
Yeah, why not? She probably did. She seems dirty enough.
I was going to say, don't tell her father that, but no problem there.
She seems like she probably would have at some point. Here's my thinking. Before you tell me my answer. She started off in TV, right?
Yes.
So, but I'm sure she wanted to make that jump into movies. And she probably got set up on some kind of a shittier movie. And they were like, this will be your big break. You just have to show your tits.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my thinking on it. It was like, that was her. She was trying. She made some terrible movie, showed her tits, and then because she wanted to make the jump from TV into film. But I'm probably wrong.
You are wrong.
Damn.
She is not. However, I will say this. In Scary Movie 2, in 2001, she had some sort of a scene that involved a body double.
Oh.
So I think a lot of people think that she did, but she did not.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw... I'm not even sure I ever saw the first Scary Movie. I think I did, but only once, and I don't remember it at all.
I think I saw the first one. I don't really remember it, though.
I know I haven't seen any of the other ones after. Any of the Scary Movies, Scary Movie 3, haunted house or any of that shit.
Oh, you loved the haunted house. It was right up your alley.
No. I really can't wait to see Scary Movie 5, though, with Charlie Sheen and... what's her face? Lindsay Lohan. Old Leatherface.
Leatherface. I mean, she... Her face got very leathery. I mean, she must have smoked a lot of butts.
Oh, yeah.
Just thousands of butts.
She was not treating herself well, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, well, it shows. But, anyways. Next on the list.
Hang on one sec. I want to see how old Lindsay Lohan is.
I think she's 26. I think she's the same age as I am.
Yeah. Wow. She looks terrible for 26.
Yeah. But right before she went on her crazy period there, she was so hot.
Yeah.
Like Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan. She was smoking. And then just, she just ruined herself.
It was all downhill real fast.
Yeah. Very, very not well and good. But anyways, next is an old favorite from our younger years.
Ooh.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
See, I feel like Sabrina was later. Was it on TGIF?
Sabrina, yes, I believe. That was kind of after my days with TGIF, but yeah.
And then I feel like at some point it moved on to ABC Family. Or maybe she did a movie for ABC Family or something. And I feel like she does a lot of, like, wholesome kind of projects and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would find it hard to believe that she did, unless she went through a period where she wanted to break that good girl role. Mm. I'm going to say no, though. I'm going to go with no on this one.
You are correct, sir. She has not. Although, well, I don't know about now, but there's definitely a time when I think she should have.
Fair enough. I mean, that sounds a little creepy, but we were kids, so it's okay.
Well, you know, I think she was always older than me, so. I mean, I don't know how old she is, but I bet she's like 30 or so now.
Well, let's find out.
Because as much as, like, you think back and, like, you're like, oh, man, she's hot or whatever, at no point, wow, how old is she?
She's 37.
Holy shit. So, at any given point when I thought that, she was always 11 years older than me. So, it's not that bad. Man, she's old.
I'm going to say, though, I'm looking at her Wikipedia page. She looks good for 37.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these are a little bit older, but, I mean, still 35. She looks pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, anything I've seen of her, even somewhat recently, she still looked pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I won't lie. I did enjoy Clarissa Explains It All solely because of her.
Well, yeah. Yeah. You liked the dad?
Who was the dad? The dad was somebody terrible, wasn't he?
No, I don't even really remember who the dad was. Like, I don't even think he was a real actor. I think he's just some bit actor. But one night, I'm sitting in the apartment watching TV with Chris, and it's some commercial for some stupid product. I don't even know what it is. And you know how he has this talent to just pick people out of nowhere. He just goes, you know who that is? And it was like a medicine. It was like an Advil commercial. And it's like, no, I don't know who that is. And he's like, that's the dad from Clarissa Explains It All. We looked it up.
Oh, yeah.
It was him. It might not have been Abbott. It was some stupid thing, but he does commercials.
He's also in Mad Men.
Oh, is he?
He's on Mad Men, yeah. He's Pete Campbell's father-in-law in Mad Men.
All right. I didn't know that he still did actual stuff.
Oh, no. He's actually been quite active.
Really?
He's been on the Young and the Restless, Castle. He was apparently in an episode of Weeds. Miami Medical, Maneater.
Maneater?
Yeah. Brothers and Sisters, Reno 911, Without a Trace. These are all TV shows. Let's see what movies he's been in. He was in the Green Hornet movie.
Huh. Really? Yeah. The one with Jonah Hill?
You mean Seth Rogen? Yes.
Fuck. Curly had juice.
Oh, and he was in an episode of Diagnosis Murder.
Ooh. As we've discussed, one of our favorites.
Yeah. You know, actually, I don't know how much we discussed that, but...
I think it's been mentioned.
I'm sure it's been mentioned in passing. I didn't realize that the brother was called Ferguson.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that. I mean, really, I watched the show for her, but...
It's a bad first name.
Because as a kid, I thought it was oh so cool that she had all these hubcaps on her wall.
Yeah, like that would, you know, like anyone would really want that.
She's probably getting started with the kooky girls and stuff, like the Zooey Deschanel's and shit.
You think so?
I think that might be where, like, the appeal of the kooky girls, you know, started. At least with our generation. That would have been our first exposure to it.
Hmm.
That, well, okay, it was probably her and Blossom.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, she was kind of a homebody freak, wasn't she?
Yeah, and she always had to wear those big hats and shit.
Yeah, her and the stupid hats.
Blossom, we get it, enough with the hats.
Yeah, That got old quick for me.
Yeah, she always had the hats, but yeah, she was a little kooky too.
And she had a big ass nose.
Oh, yeah.
But she couldn't really do anything about that, I guess.
No, I mean, it's genetics, you know, I mean, you do the best you can.
Yeah. Well. Anyways, next.
Oh, yeah, that's right, we're playing a game.
Michelle Trachtenberg. You'll know her as Harriet the Spy. And she was in Eurotrip.
She kind
of looks the same as she did when she was a kid, but now she's got tits.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say yes.
Yes, she has, but only her ass. Is in a movie called Beautiful Ohio.
Beautiful Ohio.
Yeah. I don't think it was that big.
Hmm. Oh, hang on. Completely. Beautiful Ohio is just a weird title, but that made me think of something else that I found the other day.
Yeah.
To interrupt on another tangent.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, boy.
Who we all know for being kind of a spacehead.
Yeah, yeah.
Was apparently in a movie called Generation
Really?
Yes.
That's perfect.
I thought that was very amusing.
He's definitely an idiot.
And his face on the movie poster, the DVD cover, is just, it's priceless.
Is it similar to the, I know Kung Fu.
No, it's, I really don't know what's going on in this movie. Kind of look. You know, the thing he does in every movie.
Yeah. I just did it. I can't think of the last movie that I really saw him in, other than The Matrix.
I mean,
like, that I went out to go see.
Did you go out to see the last Matrix movie?
I didn't go out. I did see the last Matrix movie. I did not go out to see it.
Because I'm pretty sure I saw the last one in theaters. So I think that would be the last one where I was like, I'm going to go see this Keanu Reeves movie.
The only other movie I can think of since then where he was prominently featured was probably like The Day the Earth Stood Still. And I don't think anyone went to go see that.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I'm trying to think. I don't think I saw Constantine in the theaters.
Oh, I didn't see Constantine at all.
I've seen it. It's not bad. A Scanner Darkly. I saw that. I mean, that was kind of a weird movie. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've seen movies that he's been in, but I haven't gone out to see one in a while. Yeah, I think, hang on, let's see. Where's The Matrix here? The Matrix, The Replacements, which, you know, isn't that bad of a movie.
The Replacements, is that the baseball one?
No.
Oh, no, the football one.
That's the football one.
Okay, yeah.
You know what, that's a, it's not a real cerebral movie, but it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, The Watcher, I don't know what that is, The Gift. I think that's the one where Katie Holmes shows her tits. There's Sweet November. I think that's the one where Charlize Theron takes like a guy into her house for like a month at a time and tries to help him out, and she's like, don't fall in love with me, and then of course he does, and then he finds out that she has cancer. Cancer is a sad recurring theme in this episode. But I, yeah, she
depends on your definition of sad, Keith.
But yeah, she's like, I have cancer. He's like, oh no. Let's see, there's Hardball, that's the baseball one. Matrix Reloaded. Right. Matrix Revolutions, Something's Gotta Give. I think, is that the one where he bangs Diane Keaton?
Yes. He bangs Diane Keaton in a movie?
I think he does. I don't know.
I had no idea. That doesn't even sound familiar to me, but that does not mean it didn't happen. That just means I have no idea.
All right, here's my knowledge of that movie. I feel like... Oh, you know what I think it is? I think it's Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson. And oh, I think he likes the younger women, and her family's trying to get her back on her feet, and Keanu Reeves likes older women, and they're trying to get them together, and I'm going to guess that Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton end up in the end together.
Yeah.
I know Keanu Reeves is in there somewhere as, like, dating Diane Keaton or like trying to date her or whatever, and he has like a thing for older women, I think, but I don't know. I don't know if they actually bang in the movie. Jesus, what is going on out there?
I don't know, but this fucking kid's outside my window.
I can't hear the kids, but
oh good.
I don't know, either fireworks are going off or somebody's getting shot. I don't know which one. Let's
hopefully
see. What's that?
I said hopefully it's shut.
Ellie Parker, which I've never heard of. I think it's fireworks. It sounds like it. That one did at least. Thumbsucker, which I think I might have saw. I think I might have seen that one. Thumbsucker. I think he plays like a guidance counselor, trying to help a kid who is, like, 15, still sucking his thumb.
Huh.
But I could be wrong. I don't know. It was 2005. Constantine, A Scanner Darkly, The Lake House. I think that's the
Jesus
one where...
Jesus Christ, Cosmos. Stop.
I think...
How can you possibly be snoring that loud?
I think The Lake House is the one where they send letters through time.
Oh. I have no idea. The plots of these movies, like you could just be making that up. Like, you could just be like, yeah, no, I mean, there was the one when he went to Venus and he set up a colony, and there was a bunch of Keanu Reeves men. And I'd be like, And I just go with it because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're like, I think I remember the trailer for that one. That looked good.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost went to see that one, and then I realized Keanu Reeves was in it, and I didn't go.
The funny thing is I haven't seen several of these. I think some of it I'm just remembering from trailers and shit. Street Kings. That was mediocre. It would have been better had Keanu Reeves not been in it.
You can say that about a lot of movies.
The Day the Earth Stood Still. The Private Lives of Pippa Lee.
No idea. Is that related to Pippi Longstocking?
I don't know. I'm going to say no. Because it's a first name relation. there's Henry's Crime, which I think I saw a trailer for, which looked like it might be decent. Easy to Assemble, which is apparently a TV series, which I've never heard of.
No, me neither. You could be making that up. I have no clue.
And then Generation Man of Tai Chi, which is in post-production. 47 Ronin, which is in post-production, which I think is supposed to be pretty good. Early buzz. And he's in pre-production on Passengers. But didn't he also did a documentary, which I want to see, about that's supposed to be pretty good, about the move from film to digital.
He's in a movie about that?
No, I think he directed a documentary about it.
Oh.
And he interviewed a lot of, maybe not. Maybe he's a producer on it? Oh, it looks like he's just a producer on it. Side by Side.
Huh.
For some reason, I thought he directed it, but they were probably just promoting his name because he was attached to it. And the other guy's name, Christopher Keneally, doesn't really ring any bells for anybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see. He's directed, not much. Yeah. Anyway, and let's see. Easy to Assemble. I have no idea what this is. It has like 48 episodes between 2008 and 2012, and I've never heard of it.
Maybe it's like an online thing.
It must be. Oh, it stars Ileana Douglas, who's from Quincy, Massachusetts.
What? Someone made it out of this godforsaken town?
Apparently so. I mean, it says she was born there.
Yeah. She might have been born. She probably grew up someplace else.
She was probably born at a booth at Murphy's. Same booth that the guy pissed in.
Yeah, someplace disgusting where it probably smelled like urine wherever she was born.
Probably.
That's not difficult.
In Quincy, no.
No.
Oh, back to the game.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Carrie Fisher.
I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say yeah.
The answer is no.
Ah.
Now, that would have been nice earlier in her career. As time went on, though, it was not necessary.
I feel like, see, here's the thing. I feel like that's when she would do it.
Yeah.
I feel like we're a couple years away from seeing Carrie Fisher's tits.
Oh, God. That's not good at all.
I guarantee you somewhere out there there's an 8mm film of Carrie Fisher's tits in her younger days. It's in a garage somewhere.
Oh, yeah, now that I would not doubt that there is footage of her breasts as a younger woman, but she has not appeared in a major motion picture.
Like, if you told me that, I'd be like, all right, I buy it. But if you were like, I'm trying to think, as somebody who I would be surprised at. You know what? I don't know if I really would be. Anybody from that time, I really wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Like, if they were
of age during the 80s. Yeah. There's so many tits in the 80s.
I mean, but yeah, like, just late 70s, 80s, yeah.
Yeah, perfect time for that. Next, Rachel Weisz.
Rachel Weisz. She was also in Constantine.
Oh.
And she got into a pool with a white shirt on.
Oh, baby. Now that doesn't count.
You couldn't see much, but it was nice. I mean, I think you could see her bra, but it was still, not bad. Good try.
Now, in related to that, I actually had one that I wanted to do, but there was way too much gray area for me to put it on. I wanted to say Christie Brinkley. Now, the closest thing with Christie Brinkley to a nude scene would have been the hotel pool in Vacation. Now, she did not appear like there was no like straight up nudity, but you can definitely see some stuff in that scene that's, you know, it's underwater and everything, but it's pretty, I don't know, it's close to being what I would call a nude scene, but I don't know if I can.
What's the Mr. Skin ruling on that? That's what we need to find out.
Well, Mr. Skin, I believe, said that it was a nude scene. But I don't necessarily consider it so, and I didn't necessarily think you would either, so I left it off.
Like, okay, so you think to qualify as a nude scene, it needs to be a little bit more up close and personal?
Yeah, or not through, like, the mask of water, because it was definitely obscured, but I don't know. There was definitely something to see. That was a tough one. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
There was another one also I wanted to put. It was Kim Novak, and apparently in one of her movies there was a nipple slip, but it was not intentional. And I guess you have to, like, really...
You have to really look or Google search it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't... I wasn't going to consider that.
I feel really dumb, but I'm trying to remember who the fuck Kim Novak is.
You'll know her as the main girl in Vertigo.
Oh, that's right.
She had some big breasts. Big old tits.
All right, so where were we?
Rachel Weisz.
Oh, right. I'm gonna say yes.
Yes, she has. And almost always, it's her ass. I think there was one. She has a very nice ass. But I think there was one movie where she showed her tits. But there was like 7 movies where you see her ass. Maybe really? More. Yeah. I think she likes her own ass. She's like the Pete Rose of British actresses.
Okay.
Pete Rose really liked his own ass.
I feel like I remember a scene with her topless in it.
Now, they did say that there was one. But you do see her ass in Enemy at the Gates. Which is probably actually the only time I've seen it. And also another noteworthy movie, The Constant Gardener. You see the ace.
All right, then.
Yeah, take that to the bank.
Wait, didn't you say it was in like 7 movies, though?
It was a whole bunch more that I didn't take down. Those were the 2 most noteworthy ones.
Okay.
Lastly, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yes.
And that movie?
Trading Places.
Okay, good. Yeah. Actually, we discussed that not too long ago, but... Now, she has also been in other movies where she kind of appeared nude, but it was actually a body double.
Such as?
Oh, fuck. I thought I wrote that down, and I didn't. It's true. It's a true story.
You son of a bitch.
I know. Damn it. Sorry, I didn't do my research.
All right.
But the Trading Places one with the full-on breasts, that is all her.
So. Oh, well, yeah, that one's definitely her, because you can see her face in there.
Right.
All right, so how'd I do?
7 out of 9.
That's pretty good.
A Meatloaf would be pleased with that.
Excellent.
Yeah. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. 7 out of 9's all right.
I can live with that. Let's see. I think that's probably about... It's probably close to an hour that we just recorded, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's a little more than an hour. All right, that works. I got a story about time travel for us, but maybe we'll do that in 102.
Okay.
As long as you don't get arrested in Texas.
Yeah, no, I doubt it.
If you get arrested in Texas, though, is it cool if I bring on another host?
Yeah, you can do that.
All right. I mean, at least until you get out of jail.
Yeah, I will expect that I get my spot back when I return, but...
Okay. I mean, I guess I could set it up so that you call into, like, my Skype number, and then we record shorter episodes from prison.
Oh, yeah. How long do you think your calls can be from prison?
I don't know. You do get... Yeah, that's right. You do get kind of a limit, though, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you can't be... You can't be on there all day. I mean... I wonder what the limit is. I bet it's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, probably. I mean, unless it's a call to a lawyer or something.
Yeah, I bet there's some sort of a law that you can't limit how long that is.
Or that, I mean, maybe the lawyer just has to come in every time then.
Or that.
All right, so here's what we do. If you get arrested in Texas, I will get a new host, a temporary host for But You're Wrong. But... we will start a new daily podcast called Greg's in Prison.
Yeah.
And every day we talk for however the maximum amount of time is to check in so we can slowly see your descent into actual criminal behavior.
Oh, until I start, like, busting people up and everything?
Yeah, yeah. Like, what? Everything's fine and it seems okay. Like, you seem like you're starting to go into a dark place. And then one day, like, we get on, you're like... hey, I can't do the show anymore. I'm like, what happened? He's like, you're like, I shanked a guy.
I killed a man.
I'm going into solitary. Wait, before you go, real quick, why'd you shank him? Well, he looked at me funny. he was using the weights I wanted.
Plus, I also needed to show my dominance around here so that no one would try and fuck me.
Yeah. They kept cornering me in the laundry room. You remember Shawshank Redemption? Like, yeah, I just watched it last night. It was on cable. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I know you don't get cable, but
it's kind of like that. Only way more graphic.
Yeah, yeah. You were like, it was a lot worse. It was probably more like Oz, but I didn't see that show, so I don't know.
Consider me Christopher Maloney.
Yeah. It was just know it was really bad, so I just had to show my dominance and check, guys, so I'm going into solitary right now.
Later.
See you in 5 to 10. Peace.
Ugh. Be great.
As soon as that happens, my closeout on that show is, wow, I really thought it was going to last longer than 5 days.
Before I was killing people. I could have sworn it would take him a couple weeks.
I mean, I figured since he only got to, he only actually got to prison 2 days ago that it'd be okay, but.
Yeah, he took it to a whole nother level. It's always good.
Yeah. I mean, his trial hasn't even started yet.
he's already killing people.
His trial hasn't even started yet, and
it was a traffic violation.
It was shoplifting.
He wasn't really even in prison. He was just in jail.
See, it was really Sue's fault because she thought she saw Robert Urich and started yelling at him outside.
Ugh. What an experience.
Greg goes to prison. It'd be better than the Ernest movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not that difficult. But anyways.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up the first episode of the new season of But You're Wrong.
This is Ben But You're Wrong. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bodela.
Remember to check us out on iTunes and on Stitcher Radio every Wednesday and every Saturday. Make sure you check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. Also on the YouTube, youtube.com/BYW Podcast, and on Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. And make sure you check Keith out on the Amazon Marketplace, Not My Problem, and Work in Progress. All right, everyone, remember, no regrets, and Jamie Lee Curtis is a woman.
Outro.